My daughter decided not to become a journalist in terms of taking photographs because she felt she wouldn't be able to take the photograph of somebody in trouble without putting it down and going and trying to help. I wonder if you've ever felt that about being a journalist.
It's an argument that you will have to address before you go. What is your job? Your job is to get the news. And to get the news back as fast as possible. Your job is not to be an aid worker. You cannot do two jobs. You also have to face the fact that the situation you suggest is in fact extremely rare when you're working in a conflict abroad. First of all, you don't usually speak the language. There's very little you can do to reassure people properly. Put it this way, if you collapsed outside a supermarket here, and the first person who came to you when you were feeling confused and frightened spoke to you in Lithuanian, you wouldn't be too happy. Mm. You know, you want to sort of say, am I going to hospital, am I whatever. You must be able to deliver the right sort of information to people like that. Secondly, you probably wouldn't know where the hospital was, even when you're in a war zone. You don't know where the various little first aid and medical things and where is safe and where isn't. Thirdly, you don't carry anything more than a small first aid pack, which is an emergency pack. There's not much you can do with someone who's had their leg blown off. I mean, I've done triage outside a hospital in utterly extreme circumstances in Sarajevo because there was no one else to do it, and people arriving, 100 people came with massive, massive injuries. And at least I and my cameraman knew how to do that because we'd been with the army couple of years before. But normally, the argument is there is very little you can do that is useful. Other people locally are much more prepared to do it, and you want them to do that. If a journalist has a crisis about it, in fact, one of my colleagues did, and I said to him, if you're worried about hungry children in Africa, which he had just seen, I said, why don't you? You are so concerned about it. You have all the abilities. You have a lot of field craft. And for years, he actually ran a very big charity outfit in Kenya, doing what he felt he ought to do.